Okay, from now on, whoever gets here late has to lug the firewood for a month.
She's not even late yet.
Oh, she will be. In 5 seconds, Megan gets a month of hard labor. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Sorry, guys. This is way heavier than I thought. Getting out here took forever.
1 second short of forever.
Huh?
Don't worry about it. What you got?
Oh, it's for my story. Could you put it by the chair? Thanks. I've got a story about artists and the amazing things that they create.
That's pretty low on the amazing scale.
But it isn't. To us, this is just a chunk of marble. But to an artist, there's a beautiful creation inside, waiting to be released.
Yeah, this could turn out to be anything.
It's the same thing with a blank piece of paper or an empty canvas. It's the vision of the artist that turns a piece of nothing into something special. That's what my story is about. When an artist creates something, they put so much thought and care, so much of themselves into it. It's almost as if they're giving their work life. And where there's life, there's emotion. What if a statue could be happy, or sad, or lonely, or even angry? Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society, I call this story The Tale of the Stone Maiden.
Dynamic duo strikes again.
Kevin.
All right, we got lucky.
Give me a break.
All right.
We kicked your butts.
Hey, I'm dying of thirst here. Who wants a soda?
Hey, man, we'll get them. Losers walk.
Oh, no, we're not spoiled winners. It's on us.
I'll come with you.
Use the time to practice.
That means volleyball. Ha ha. Funny faces. Oh, this way. Great.
Enough pictures, stop.
No,
this sounds serious.
Are we having dinner with your parents tonight or not?
Oh, yeah. My dad, I forgot. My dad had to go out of town on business, and my mom's having friends over, so another time. Hey, what?
Well, don't you think it's kind of weird I haven't met them yet? I mean, we've been together for 3 months now.
You'll meet them. It's just got to be the right time.
Why?
Well, they're not used to people like you.
What do you mean, like me?
That came out wrong. Well, it's just that they're so straight, you know? They don't get the arty types.
What, it's like I've got an eye in the middle of my forehead or something?
Come on, don't overreact.
I'm not overreacting, Kevin. This is serious. It's like you're ashamed of me or something.
I'm not, but you're different.
And that's bad?
No, but it makes it hard, Julie.
Well then, being with me is just so hard. Maybe we shouldn't be together at all.
I didn't say that to him.
But that's how you feel.
Come on.
No, Kevin, I'm tired of feeling like I'm not good enough for you.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying maybe we should take a time out here to figure out where we're going.
I don't believe this. If that's the way you feel, fine. This isn't my choice.
It's not mine either.
Well, yeah, it is.
Could things get any worse? I shouldn't have done that. Julie? Julie? Oh, this is bad. Oh. Who are you looking at?
Back off, man. Back off!
You broke? Just now? But you guys are like made for each other.
Yeah, I thought so too, but Kevin doesn't.
Listen, he's gotta come back this way. His pack's still here.
You know, I'm gonna go find him. He's probably at the snack bar.
What, for half an hour?
No, I'll find him.
I don't think he's here.
He must have gone home.
What do you wanna do?
Let's just... Maybe you should call him tonight, now that you're cooled off and all.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yes?
Dr. Tyler, this is Julie Hart. Kevin's friend?
What can I do for you?
Could I speak to him?
Isn't he with you?
Is that Kevin? Where is he?
It's his little friend.
We were at the park today together, but he left before me.
And he didn't say where he was going?
Well, no.
He's not home?
What is it? What's wrong?
No, and he's very late.
Well, could you ask him to call me when he gets in?
He'll have to speak to you tomorrow. He's already well past curfew.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Off the face of the earth.
No one has seen him. I'm sure he's okay, but what if something happened to him?
Hey, heads up. It's the Tylers.
It's all right.
Dr. and Mrs. Tyler, I'm Julie.
Where's my son?
I don't know.
He hasn't been the same since he met you, young lady. If you had anything to do with this.
Honey, this won't solve anything. Come on.
I want to find him as much as you do.
Okay.
What do you want?
Your friend. I know where he is.
Kevin? Where is he?
I'll take you to him. Oh, don't be afraid. Please. There. See for yourself. The protector. I bring the message. We must follow the four R's. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and recover.
I saw you. In the picture, you were watching us. Where is Kevin?
Well, there. That's him. He turned to stone. I mean, I saw it myself.
Yeah, right.
No, but it's true. Look, he drank the water, and then it just happened.
You're crazy.
Maybe a little, but I'm telling the truth. And I saw who did it to him. He was right here. He took a drink, and then he looked sick. I tried to help him, but he just got up and he ran. And then he saw what happened.
Why are you making up this story?
I'm not. Look, she did this to him, and it's her fault. Look, I wish I didn't see it, but I did.
The Stone Maiden by Vivian White.
Why would I lie?
I don't know who's nuttier. Me or you?
Well, that would be me.
Hello? Is anyone here?
Can I help you? Vivian White? My name is Julie. And this is the... What's your real name?
I never tell.
We'll make an exception.
Henry?
And this is Henry. Look, I know this is going to sound completely ridiculous, but you know your statue in the park? The stone maiden? Well, Henry says it turned my boyfriend into stone. Look, I'm sorry. We'll go now.
Wait! Turning people to stone is exactly what she does.
Amazing. Recycling is art. This is incredible.
I made the Stone Maiden years ago when I was depressed about not having any romance in my life. I'm still looking. The legend of the Stone Maiden dates back to ancient Greece. It was a tragic romance about a young couple whose families didn't approve of their relationship. So rather than be torn apart, she found a potion that would turn them both into stone. Their love was so strong that they chose to be together forever as statues rather than spend the rest of their lives apart. Oh, here, look. I based the statue on this very sketch.
That's it. But who's that?
Her young lover, of course.
Why didn't you sculpt him too?
I did. Are we talking about the same statue?
Yeah, that's her, but she's alone. There's no boy statue.
No. No, you can't do that. I don't care what your reasons are. That's my work. I demand that you... Hello? Hello? Bureaucrats, they hung up on me.
What did they say?
They sold half my statue to a park in New York to balance their budget. Oh, I can't stand it. Oh, that's like tearing up the Mona Lisa for postcards.
Well, at least it still works.
What do you mean?
The water pump, they didn't break it.
There's no water pump in my statue.
Yes, there is. Water pours out of her vase. I saw it.
I promise you, Julie, there is no water pump in my statue.
Excuse me. I know you don't believe me, but it's true. There is water, and Kevin drank it. That's when he turned to stone. Now, isn't that what happens in the legend?
Yes, but it's just a story.
Maybe. Or maybe the statue doesn't like to be apart from its mate. I mean, if she gets him back, then maybe she'll let Kevin go.
Let's put them back together.
Look, lady, it's not my decision. The statue is on the way out.
Half a statue. I donated a whole statue to this park. Look, here's the agreement. It clearly states that the statue cannot be cut up and sold piecemeal.
Well, yeah, it can, because there it goes.
What? How dare you? This is your spot. Hey, that's my bike.
Are you crazy? He could have killed you.
You can't take that statue. You've got to put it back.
This thing is booked on a train to New York in 20 minutes, and it ain't gonna be late. Get on the truck.
No, you can't. Look, they made a mistake, okay? The statue never should have been sold in the first place. Why don't you just put it back?
I can't do that. I've got a signed order here that says that this thing has got to... Hey! Put it back. Back in the truck.
Oh, go away.
Remarkable.
Oh, I wouldn't drink that.
Look, we're just going to take it away again.
Oh, no, you're not. That statue remains intact.
Julie, what is this? What are we doing out here?
Where is Kevin?
Look, I don't know how to say this, and I'm not even sure I understand it myself, but... We think something happened to Kevin because he drank the water from this fountain.
What? He's poisoned?
No, not exactly.
Julie!
There ain't no water pump in that statue.
She got her boyfriend back. The spell's broken.
Well, where's Kevin?
Ruby! Kevin! Kevin! It didn't work! It was just a story!
I want answers, young lady, now!
I'm sorry. I was wrong. I don't care what your parents think about me or of us. We may be different, but we belong together. I love you. Please, Kevin, come back to me.
This is, different.
I'm not sure we'll ever understand exactly what happened here.
Oh, I don't know. I think we learned that if two people are really made for each other, nothing should ever keep them apart.
Working on a new line of sculptures with an important message.
Sup? When do I meet your parents?
Not yet.
So the Stone Maiden and her boyfriend got back together. The way they were always meant to be. Just like Julie and Kevin.
That's a good story.
That was amazing.
Nice.
Now you gotta lug that rock back home.
I know. I was kinda hoping one of you guys were gonna help me.
Ooh, sorry. I'm already late.
Oh, I would if I were stronger, but I'm not. So I can't. Bye.
Yeah, right.
You know I'll help.
Thanks, Andy. You're the best. Here. Bye.
Hey, I said I'd help. I didn't say I'd... From now on, anyone who leaves early has to lug the firewood for a month. All right?